Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We are holding by Umei Ayin Hayim Asiya Masuos on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom line. So the Mishnah had said that where were these mountaintops that they would light these torches? So it identified several mountaintops, Beis Biltin. My Beis Biltin, what is this place called Beis Biltin? Amarav Zu Biram. It's a place that's otherwise known as Biram. And then the Mishnah went on and say that they would lift up the torches and wave it in four directions until everyone, all of the Gola was lit up with torches. So Gemara says, my Gola, what is the place the Mishnah is referring to when it says Gola? Amar Rav Yosef Zu Pumbedisa. That's Pumbedisa where most of the people lived in Bavel. My Kamadura Seish, what does it mean that the whole place looked like one big fire? So Tana, after the Bnei Gola saw the guy standing on Beis Biltin waving the flames, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Notel Avuka B'Yado, everyone would take their own torch in their hand, Vola L'Rosh Gago, and go up to the top of their own personal roofs. So therefore, the whole place looked like it was on fire. Tan Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, not only places in the Mishnah where they lift up fire, El Af Charim, even in places that are called Charim, V'Chayar, V'Geder, V'Chavroseha. So Gemara says, Yikadamri, some say that these places that Shimon Elazar is identifying, Beini Uveini Havukaimi, were spread out between the places that were mentioned in the Mishnah. V'Yikadamri, Lahachki, said Eretz Yisrael, and some say it was on the far end of Eretz Yisrael Havukaimi, in the Gvul Eretz Yisrael and Bavel from two sides, and both of them, they were Masi and Masulos. Mar Chashev Da'Haigi, so it's just that the Tan of our Mishnah is mentioning how they would go in one direction, so it's listing all the places in one direction, and Rav Shimon Elazar is listing all the places in the other direction. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Kol Achas Va'Achas, between each of the places that are identified in the Mishnah, Shmona Parsaos is a distance of 8 Parsaos. Kama Havaluhu, how much was the distance from the first place where they would lift up the torches till the last place? Tlusin Vitartin, 32 Parsaos. So says Gemara, but today there's a much greater distance than 32 parsaos between Harazesim, which is right there by Yerushalayim, until the end of the border of Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Abaye istatume istatum lehudarchi. Nowadays, in the days of Churban, the straight paths have been destroyed, and that's why it seems like a longer distance, because we can't traverse the most direct paths. Because the pasuk says when it was being misnavi on the Churban of the Aseres HaShvatim, he says lechein himni sach es darkeich basirim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to close the roads with thorns. We're not going to be able to pass by them. Rav Nachman Yitzchak mehacha dechsev nisivosai iva, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bend the road and it's going to cause it to become a longer road. So I guess the main point over here would be that there's an alternate list of places where they would lift up the torches. Some say in between the places identified in the Mishnah, and others say on the other side of the places identified in the Mishnah. And the distance between the first and last place in the Mishnah is not really that great, it's just we don't have any direct route to go that distance. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. There was a large chatzar in Yerushalayim, it was called Beis Yazik. Kol ha'edim Wisconsin. That's where all the edim that came from outside the Tchum and Shabbos to be made about seeing the new moon would gather together and would wait there throughout Shabbos. So Bezin bot knosam sham, and that's where Bezin would start asking them the difficult questions. Usudos gedolos lahen b'shvil shirugin lavo, and they would make for them these lavish meals so that people would be encouraged to come. You get a great meal. Berishona lo hayu zazen misham kalayom. So initially, when the edim would come from outside the tchum, they wouldn't leave there the entire day. They would stay there in that chatzah. They wouldn't leave from it because they were outside their tchum. And someone who leaves their tchum Shabbos is only limited to the four amos where he's standing. And if he goes to a place that's surrounded by mechitzos, he's allowed to traverse that entire area, but he's not allowed to go outside of those mechitzos. So they were limited. Hiskin Rav Gamliel Zaken shu mahalchen alpayim amos lekol ruach. So Rav Gamliel Zaken made a takana that they're allowed to go 2,000 amos in all directions. And not only for these people who are being made on Kiddush HaChodesh, El af chachama haba'a li'aleid, If a midwife comes to help a woman give birth, or someone comes to save someone else's life, from a river, from a caved-in building, their Tchum Shabbos becomes the Tchum of the people who live in that city. And they, in fact, get 2,000 amos in all directions. So you buy who? Base Yazik Tanan or Base Yazik Tanan? How is the place called? Is it with an ayin in the name or is there no ayin in the name? Base Yazik Tanan Lishama Al Yehu, it's a lashon of Chashivus, Tuchsi Vayaskehu, Vayisaklehu, that they surrounded the vineyard with a fence because of its Chashivus to guard it. Odilma Base Yazik Tanan Lishna Tsaruhu, or maybe it's Yazik, which is a lashon of Tsar, that people were like, it's as if they were being locked up in chains that they couldn't leave. Who asur bazikim? Bazikim means it's being locked in chains. Amar Abaye Toshma. Sudos gadol zayosnam sham kadeshi regilin lavo. They made these large sudos there so that people would want to come. So it sounds like it wasn't so painful. It sounds like it was pretty enjoyable. So answers Gemara, no. Dilma tarti havu avdibu. Maybe they did two things there. It was really a tsar because they felt like they were very restricted. They weren't allowed to leave. But in order to make the tsar a little more palatable, no pun intended, they would provide them with these sudos. So the fact that they had sudos does not mean that there was no tsar. Maybe they had the sudos specifically because there was tsar. So the main point over here is all of the people coming to be made on the Chodesh were gathered in one chatzer, and either it was a place of tsar because they couldn't move from there, or it was a place of great enjoyment because of the great feast that they were fed over there. But then Rabbi Gamliel Hazakim came along and said that they're allowed to travel 2,000 amos. Good, next Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said that they would ask the Edim the difficult questions when they came to be made on Kiddush HaChodesh. Ketzad botkinesa Edim? How would they do this? How would they check out the Edim? Zug Sheba Rishon, the first set would come, both Gnos HaRishon, they would check them first. Umachnis Nes HaGadol Sheba, they would bring the greater of the two, V'omrin Lo, and they would say to him, Emor Ketzad Risa Salvana, tell us, how did you see the Levana? L'fnei HaChama or L'achar HaChama? Was it in front of the sun or behind the sun? L'tzvona or L'drama? Was it to the north or to the south? Kama Yigavoa? How high in the sky was it? L'ayinu Ayinota? What direction was it facing? Kama HaYarachav? How wide was it? Im Omar, if the aid says, L'fnei HaChama, that the Gimas HaLevana was toward the side of the sun, Lo Amar Klum, he's obviously lying, because that is an impossibility. If the first guy gets everything right, they would then bring in the second guy and ask him all the questions. If they give all the right answers and the same answers, then their Eidus is valid. But they wouldn't just tell everyone else to go home. All the other sets of witnesses that had come, they would ask them general questions. Lo shayut tzrichum them, not because they really needed them, they already had two edim. They just wouldn't want the other people to feel dejected, so that they will encourage them to come again next time. Because every time you come, they say, oh, we don't need you, you don't have to, they don't even ask them any questions. Well, then what did I come for? I was Michal Shabbos for this, they don't even need me. So a person's likely going to feel dejected, so that's why they would ask them questions to make them feel like they're useful. Says Gemara, Hainu l'fnei achama, Hainu l'tzvona. L'fnei achama and l'tzvona are two ways of saying the same thing, because the sun travels from the west to the north. Hainu l'achar achama, Hainu l'droma. And if the moon is l'achar achama, where the sun already was, so then it's obviously to the south. So why would they ask both of those questions? Amr Abaye, Abaye answers that we're not asking La'achar Chama, L'fnei Chama to know where the moon is in comparison, in relation to the sun. No, what we're asking is Pegimasa, the side of the moon that's dark, that you could see as Pogum, L'fnei Chama or La'achar Chama. Is it facing toward the sun or is it facing away from the sun? That the Tzad HaShalem and the light side of it is Klapei L'chama, if the dark side is L'achar HaChama. And that's why the Mishnah says, Im Amar L'fnei HaChama Lo Amar Klum. If he says L'fnei HaChama, he's lying. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ay D'chsiv, Hamshal V'fachad Imo, Oseh Shalom B'Mromav. Where do you find that Hashem made Shalom in the Marom, in the heavens? Because the sun never faces the pagam, the dark side of the moon, nor the pagam of a rainbow. It doesn't face the pagam of the levana because it would make the moon all upset. If it sees the sun, if the sun gets to see its dark side, the moon is going to get upset that it's kaviyachla, as if the sun sees it in its in a non-flattering way. And it's not going to see the pagima of the rainbow, so that people who serve the moon, the sun rather, shouldn't say, giri kamashadya, that look, the sun has a bow and arrow and it's shooting at people, because that's the way that you would hold an arrow. So that's why it's never arranged in the sky in that way. Okay, Bez Shem will pick up at the two dots on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph next time.